Michael Davis.
Okay, Mr. Davis, just hold on for one moment here. Mr. Davis, would you state your name and agency number for the record, sir?
Michael Davis, 222-676.
Mr. Davis, is your opinion from the Arizona Board of Executive Commission for your revocation hearing? We grant no warrant allegation on your right, and based on the information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 1st. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And in that statement, in those days, that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you today at your own expense. We don't see one sign in for you. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes.
This morning, I'm sorry. As you can see, there are four board members participating in the hearing today, and let me introduce them to you. On my right, we should be ready out, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to me is the Honorable Ms. Dora Rittenhouse. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be seeing now, and that is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Davis and Mr. Grady, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God or do you so firm? Mr. Davis? Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Grady?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. Davis has indicated you have one allegation on the warrant. I'm going to read it. Unless I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And then we will move on, sir. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3. As demonstrated by your changing your place of residence at the Penal Interest Center, PRC, at 1275 West Starpast Boulevard, down in Tucson, on about January the 10th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were suspended from supervision. Mr. Davis, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Davis, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into corner-ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
The motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now we're going into phase 2 of your hearing, and this is a very important phase because at the end of this one, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. So, but we begin this by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So if you will remain quiet, we're going to get this background information, then we're going to come back and members of the board will talk to you at that point, sir. So at this time, Mr. Grady, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Davis was released from DLC on September 27th of 2017. He was arrested on July 1st of 2018 by A1 Lake PD in Ohio. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DLC on July 19th of 2018. He has a CSED of January 17th of 2019. It reflects 172 absconding. Current conviction, 2012, burglary, second degree, 6 years. 2012, burglary, second degree, 6 years. 2012, trafficking in stolen property, 6 years. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2007, endangerment, 1 year. 2007, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, cruelty to animals, poultry, 1 year, 6 months. He has 2 terms with DOC. His CEYR score is a 3.3. No health score is a 3. Substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2009. TAS release completed in 11 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. His order of arrest, his community risk score is a G6V7.
Thank you so very, very much, Mr. Grady. Okay, Mr. Davis, we're back to you, and we just talked for a few moments with you about your case supervision summary. It shows that when you were released initially, you were staying with your parents, that Knox drive down in Tucson, and then you move to a second location at Delano in Tucson. Were those the only two places that you resided at, sir?
Yes, except, well, they, after that I went to the program that they sent me to.
And that was the Pima Ranch Center program?
Yes, and then from there I absconded and went to Ohio.
And you know what my next question is going to be, why would you abscond and go to Ohio, sir?
I didn't give myself much of a chance when I was released from prison. I left with an addiction, and I continued that addiction when I was released. That was the reason why they had put me in the program. I was unable to stop using while in the program because the program had a lot of drugs around me, and I didn't have the discipline to stop using at the time. So I felt like I made the choice to leave the state of Arizona in attempt to stop using drugs, and the only opportunity I had to do that was a family member that I had in Ohio. They offered to let me live with them and start over, and so I did that knowing that I was going to have to face this parole time in Arizona. I wanted to get clean off of drugs.
What kind of drugs did you relapse on, sir?
Heroin.
That's a pretty powerful one. I think if I heard you correct, that you went to Ohio to help you get away from using drugs. So did you have any success with getting rid of that habit while you were in Ohio, sir?
Yes, I did. In fact, I soon after withdrawing off of drugs in Ohio, I went to the DMV and switched my Arizona driver's license over to an Ohio State driver's license with my current address that I had at the time. I got a job, started working for a company that I actually have letters of recommendation from on me. I've never been to a parole board, so I guess I didn't read the paperwork properly, that I guess those letters are supposed to be sent to you guys. I thought this was something that was done in person, that I can present the letters to you. So I brought them with me anyhow, but they're just basically letters stating that they feel as if I'm an asset to the company, that they're aware of the fact that I absconded from Arizona, and that they would be willing to continue to allow me to work with them upon my release if that was the choice that you guys were to make today.
And how long have you been through with them, sir?
Since February of... I left Arizona January 12th, I believe, and I've been employed with them since February.
What did that company do, sir? I mean, what kind of work were you doing?
My job title was an irrigation technician. I started up, installed, and maintained sprinkler systems in Avon Lake, Ohio.
Okay. And as you indicated that, you already said that you had a challenge with drugs, and you missed some DAs, and you're positive for some UAs, and it was negative for some UAs. But I guess the thing that catches my attention is the fact that you relapsed on the heroin, and but you do feel that you had some success up in the state of Ohio. So regardless of what this board does today, whether the board makes the decision to release you now or to release you on the release date, what are your plans for the immediate future, sir?
My immediate future is to continue that occupation with Quality Sprinkling Systems. It's the first job I've had. As you know, I have an extensive prison background, so I haven't actually had the opportunity to have a career-based job, and that this is my first time having one. And so they're willing to have me back, which is a blessing. So I'm going to go back there and work there. I also have a condo I share with somebody out there in Ohio that is still available, it's still there. So if I was to be released, obviously I couldn't be released to the state of Ohio because that would involve an interstate compact. So if I was to be released, I imagine I would go to the program that I was released from. I would finish my drug counseling there and immediately transfer to the state of Ohio and continue my life out there since I was successful with it.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see if one of the board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I'm sorry, I'm going to Mr. Johnson, sir.
Sir, How did you come in contact with the police in Ohio?
I came in contact with the police in Ohio because I have a girlfriend that I share a condo with out there, and her mother was aware that I had left the state of Arizona absconding from parole, and she called the police and told them that. I wasn't there at the apartment at the time when the police showed up. I was coming home from work. I seen all the police there, and they had my girlfriend in a corner questioning her. And she appeared to be very timid, and I didn't like the situation, so I walked up to the police and I explained to them that I was who they were looking for. They asked me if I had a warrant from Arizona. I said yes, and they placed me under arrest.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions, my board members? I don't see any further questions, my board members. We're coming to us to interview here at this time, sir. But we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating itself before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
For the first time in my life, I feel like I've actually progressed, and I plan to continue to follow that route. I'm very proud and happy for myself, so that's all I have to say.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Davis. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. But we do want you to listen. Please stay on the phone. We're part of the open meeting law in the state of Arizona. Therefore, you can hear everything that we're going to say. So now the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Davis is a very interesting young man. He has a future before him. He says himself, and I want to believe, he's turning the corner. I think that I'm not going to say he's turning completely, but he's really turning that corner. He's had employment there in Ohio, and I believe that if he just can continue and just don't relapse on drugs again, he will be a success and a productive citizen. My major concern, the reason that I think that he needs to complete his sentence is, one is he did a scan for some 172 days, and his parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing, and that's just something that we cannot tolerate. And the other one, because of his own admission, that he did use some, he did relapse on heroin. And I'm not in favor at this time, but I don't look at that as being a negative, but that's what I feel, and I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon the reason that I just stated, that he absconded for only 72 days, relapse on heroin, and my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. I owe you going to be out come January the 17th of next year, which is not that long of a next year now, because it's already, for all practical purposes, September. Next week it will be September. So we wish you the best, sir. Please, sir, once you put together a plan so that come January the 17th, you can get on that plane, bus, car, or however you're going to get to Ohio and start life anew in the state of Ohio, as well as with employment and without using any drugs. We wish you the best, sir, and this will end the hearing. Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.